Father, Jesus Christ, His only Son, and the blessed Holy Spirit, distinct yet three in one. I believe there is forgiveness for everything we've done. That is why all the more I will serve Him. Was crucified upon a tree, laid within a borrowed tomb, not far from Calvary. I believe He rose up from the dead, alive for all to see. That is why all the more I will serve Him. I have made my decision. I have staked my claim. I have drawn a line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord.
Good Friday morning, everybody. How you doing? Hey, this is CA, your on-air personality, your biblical teacher, your encourager, and your friend. Welcome to today. We're calling it the Friday Uplift. That's right, the Friday Uplift. We are here in Central Downtown Fort Worth, the iHeartRadio studio in Central Downtown Fort Worth, and we are going to encourage you with some scripture, and we have some text of prayers that we're going to be reading that I need your help on as far as prayers, and then we're also going to be playing some uplifting music, because you know what? It's Friday, and do you know what that means? Does anybody know what Friday means? If you don't know what it means right now, I got just the exact man that can tell you. Here you go, James Brown. Well, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. There you go. I got you, an oldie but goodie. At least part of it on our clip there, James Brown. And again, happy Friday, everybody. But before we get rolling on top of that and tell you a little bit about the show, by request, I always get a lot of people that ask me if I can play this again, and we haven't done it in a while. How about a little Friday dance music with David Bowie? Let's dance. Get your coffee ready. We got a full radio show ahead. Just a little bit of David Bowie by request from some of you guys. You know, boy, he's been gone for a while, hasn't he? David Bowie has. All right. Well, before we get started, I want to remind you, as always, if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, gang, feel free. You can always email me here at the studio. My email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, and that is search me up, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Become a follower. Like me on there. Also, we have a new one. It's a public page. You can put things on there. It is monitored, but you can put Christian things on there. Search me up, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast on iHeartRadio. Okay? All right, well, let's start off with some a Bible verse today on the Friday Uplift, a special edition. Billy Graham will be coming back soon. I don't have the exact date when I'm going to do that on, but we're going to have Billy Graham Fridays back on. We're just kind of doing something a little bit different. I figured we needed to have some uplift on a Friday before we kick off the weekend. Verse of the day on this one is on 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 14, where it says, "For since we believe that Jesus died and raised again to life again, we also believe that when Jesus returns, God will bring back with him the believers who have died." Amen? Amen. So you always want to make sure, always make sure that you have your heart right with Jesus Christ. It's so important. Can't even tell you guys how important it is. And you know, without him, we don't have anything. We just don't have anything in life. And he is our creator and he loves us. Okay, here we go. We're going to start off with four texts of prayers. And the first one is, it's an anonymous in the Netherlands. It says, "Pray for protection of me and my family." Absolutely. You know, a lot of times we can go underneath enemy attack. But you know what? When you cling to the cross, you have God in your heart, you can't go wrong. Because the coating of the Holy Spirit, the coating of his blood shed that he shed for us, protects us from all evil. So we're going to pray for you right now. Dear Lord, we want to pray for the anonymous in the Netherlands. God, we just want to pray for total protection of them and their family. Lift them up and be with them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Robin in New Jersey writes me, "Good morning, CA. Pray for my health, bladder, and stomach." Absolutely. Again, I've talked about it before. God is the great physician. We're going to pray right now for you, Robin, for a healing touch in Jesus' name up there in New Jersey. Please keep us posted. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to pray for Robin. Robin that right now is going through some concerns about her health. Robin in New Jersey, God, I just stretch my arm out from the Faith Studio 1 in central downtown Fort Worth, and we aim it toward the direction of New Jersey. We pray for her bladder and her stomach. God, I know you got her. I know you're going to take care of her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We got Susan in Texas. CA, I hear you talk about on the radio about your new car, your 2024 Chevrolet product, and I just have a question for you. Will you please pray for me to get a new car? Absolutely. Let me tell you something. You don't have to be the wealthiest person. You can dig ditches and still God will bless you. And you know what? I realized when I didn't have my car till I got my car, how important. Now, nothing against the Uber for a week, but I've talked to some interesting people, let me tell you, some time ago. But you know what? God is a God that can make things happen, and He will. He'll take just a grain of salt, for instance, and He'll just multiply that. And that's what He's going to do for you on a car. So, Susan, we're going to pray for you right now in Texas. Dear God, we just pray for Susan right now. God, we just pray right now that you just get her a car that's running, good shape, where she can get around. I myself know how it is without a car. And I just pray in your precious name that you help her. In Jesus' name we pray as a body of believers. Amen. Got one more before we get rolling on some more music. We got Joseph, who is in Oklahoma. CA, my mother is needing healing from the Lord. Please pray for her. Absolutely. You know, every day around 4 a.m., most of the time, before I go to work, I grab my Bible, read my scripture, and I pray. Sometimes you got to have that quiet zone with God. Sometimes you run out of what's called prayer energy, and that's normal, okay? Let me just share that. However, we know that our God is in full control, and that He's going to take care of the situation. So let's just pray right now. Dear God, we want to pray for Joseph right now. We want to pray for his mother. We want to pray for complete healing, dear God. I just pray that you just be with them and you help them through it all. For we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's kick off a song that I think that'll work out good on the Friday special edition Uplift. Our friend Natalie Lane, you got it. Amen. Somebody give me some amen.
My heart beats, I'm still alive, so there is good. chapter. Amen when the hard part ends. Amen, I'm friends with my Savior. Again I say amen. Every day I say amen to all the ways that people are helping people, making space at the table.
Amen. You know what I forgot to tell you guys? And good morning on a Friday. This is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. It's a special edition. We're not doing a Billy Graham Friday today. He will be coming back soon. I don't have the exact date when I'm going to have him on the programming. But today is a special edition of the Friday Uplift. Maybe we're going through some down and out moments. I'm going to have some encouraging words for you. We're going to play some music, some uplifting music. And right after the song, guess who's going to be coming? You got it. The Deacon and Coach Stanley here at the Roundtable this morning at the Faith Studio 1 in Central Downtown Fort Worth. CC, take it away. I tell you, I love that song. Believe For It, CC Winans. If you need to search that up, it's a great song, guys. If you need some extra encouragement, that is a great song. All right, he's here. It's been a while. Let's get the intro going for him. What do you say? You know, this is his new intro, by the way. Deacon Paul Brown, Castleberry Baptist Church. I tell you what, the deacon, he does more twirls than anybody I've ever seen. If you could just see him here at the studio, it's crazy. All right, let's give him a cheer. It's been a while since we've had him on, you know. How about a mighty hand clap? How about some good old Texas size, downtown Fort Worth, Morning Crew on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. All right. Hey, quit laughing, Eddie. We know Charlie's retired. He's been retired for about a year now, but let's get his whistle. We still have his whistle. There we go. Drum roll. You know it wouldn't be right without some fanfare. All right, countdown for the Deke.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a while. Your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Deacon, take it away.
Well, good morning there, CA, and hello, everybody. Howdy do, howdy do. This is Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. How's everybody doing today? I tell you what, you know what, CA? I was walking the streets of downtown. Now, I had to park. You know, it's a far way to park sometimes just to get up here up top the tower to see you. You're that special.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But special? I'm just a human being.
It don't matter, CA. What I had to do, though, is I had to go park over there, right? And then I had to go walk, you know, the little bricks that they have, follow the bricky brick road.
Yeah.
And when I got up there, got up on that tower, had my little smiley face on, because my light of Jesus is always shining.
There you go, Deacon. Absolutely. Guess who's coming to the round table here in just a second?
Hold on.
All right, now, come on.
Well, Coach Stanley?
Yeah, we're going to be talking a little bit of baseball with Coach Stanley and his team. But first, you told me that you wanted to take a moment and you wanted to share about Easter and what happened at the Castleberry Baptist Church, or was it at the Turnip Cafe?
CA, it's at the Turnip Cafe. Maestro, hit it up. Here we go.
All right, tell me about it.
Well, you know, I always go eat at the Turnip Cafe. I love the Turnip Cafe. You know, they have the best chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, as Mark Lowry says, sliding down that old gravy. Man, you can't beat a deal like that. Well, I was the honorary.
Uh-huh.
Honorary egg, the Easter egg, not bunny, the Easter egg, hiding Easter eggs for the kiddos.
Oh, so what did they have going on?
Well, they had a Easter egg hunt inside, the restaurant. Now, the restaurant was closed, so Deacon went in there. And let me tell you how crazy this story is.
Okay.
So I went in there, and I hid Easter eggs. But one of those little Easter eggs started rolling, C.A., that I put it in a spot. And it fell off, and it went into the hot grease griddle.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Please tell me you did not stick your hand in the hot grease, even with them being closed after a couple hours. You know, I used to work, I did restaurant thing, frying fries back in my younger years.
Yeah.
And you know what? I've got burnt by that thing in the past. Many decades ago, of course.
Well, it gets kind of weirder than that. They said, Deacon, go and get you some special gloves. Go in there. I had to fish it out. Well, I did. I got a little burn, but it was all right. Luckily, Miss Mildred was there. She's my first aid lady.
Uh-huh.
So she always knows to carry that first aid spray and Band-Aids because she knows that the Deacon is either going to fall, cut himself by accident, or he's going to burn himself.
Ah.
Let me tell you something. If that was just a small taste of hell, I sure don't want to know.
That's right. I don't blame you, buddy. Are you okay?
Yeah, because long story short, now, when I stuck my hand in there with the glove, just a tad bit, it melted the glove and it burnt the tips of my fingers.
Oh, my goodness.
But I called Miss Mildred. She was right by me. She had the spray. Said, no problem, honey. Just like Superwoman. Sprayed that spray and everything was back to normal.
There you go. The Easter egg that you were going to hide, that one, it had to melt.
It did, C.A. It melted big time. And you know what? I just got to tell you, long story short on that thing, that I just pretty much just gave up on it. And but anyway, we had a nice time with the kiddos at the Turnip Cafe and everything. I mean, it was fun. And, you know, I don't know, just doing work for the Lord. And you know, stuff like that just makes it fun.
That's right. Absolutely. Thanks for sharing that story. All right, you know what? Let's get him ready. Coach Stan for a little bit on the round table. How about some center field? Bit of center field there. All right, let's give him a cheer. What do you say? I think he needs one. And how about a mighty hand clap? How about some morning crow for Coach Stanley? All right, quit laughing at him. We know he's hilarious and everything. How about a whistle? Yep, and let's give him a drum roll. Fanfare and countdown for Coach Stanley.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There we go. Your friend, my friend, Coach Stanley. Hey, Coach Stanley, how you doing?
Well, hello there, CA, and hello, everybody. I hope everybody's doing fine today. You know what? It's just been a great day and just praising the Lord. And you know what? It's just amazing what we can and cannot do when we know that if we don't have Jesus in our heart, that everything is just going to go catastrophe-wise. But hello, everybody. Coach Stan here. And I just want to tell you, peanuts, popcorn, whatever you may want to call it, hot dogs, we're here for you. And you know what? Our team has been doing so good there, CA. Has it really? Yeah, it's been doing great. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Everything's going to be okay because you know what? We just keep praising the Lord and we know that God's got it all under control. Amen? Amen. Well, hello there, Deacon.
Well, hello there, Stanley. How you doing?
I'm doing good, doing great. I just wanted to ask you, how was your Easter?
Oh, let me tell you, I had a great Easter. It was wonderful, just praising the Lord, worshiping God, and thanking Him for everything that He does. But, you know, His Son Jesus Christ coming into the world, paying the ultimate penalty for us. That way we could have eternal life through Him. Amen, amen, amen. That's right, amen. Well, let me just tell you real quick, CA, I've got to get ready to go to the bench here and work with the players later on. We're going to have a big breakfast this morning, but I just wanted to say hi. I want to say hi to the Deacon, and I just want to remind you guys to just keep rooting us on. We're doing good. We're on a winning streak, and great and marvelous and wonderful things are going to happen because we know that God has us, and it's going to be A-okay.
Absolutely, my friend. You got that right. So everything's been going good. You've had a good Easter. And, I mean, what else could... There's really nothing else to complain about, is there?
No, not at all. You know, my team's doing good. And you know, we're doing more than just peanuts, popcorn, and hot dogs. We're just having a great time.
Absolutely. And you got a long stretch to go still. And we're glad to have you during our seasonal time and everything. Well, that's good. I know I'm kind of running out of time. Deacon and me just wanted to say hi to you. And... So thank you guys so much. We're going to do some text of prayers. Y'all want to sit down and listen, feel free, and then we're going to go back to some more Christian music.
Okay, sounds good. But before I do that, I just want to tell everybody to have a great day. Coach Stanley, sign it off.
There you go. Absolutely. We're going to go to the CA Vault 2 here with two songs here in just a little bit.
And that's right. The Deacon says, I got to go CA, but I just want to tell everybody to have a great day.
There you go. Thank you, Deacon. All right, here we go. We got April in... Utah that writes me, pray for a good quality sleep. Absolutely. You got to have good rest in today's time. So we just pray, and we're going to pray in Jesus' name that you get some good quality rest. So let's just pray right now. Dear Lord, we just pray for April in Utah. God, we just pray that she gets good quality sleep. Please be with her. Please help her through it all. For we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. We got Phyllis in Colorado. Good morning, CA. Please pray for my son Dominique and his daughter Amora. It's her birthday today. We're praying for Amora. She turns 3 today. And her mom to come back home. They're 2 hours away. Absolutely. And we're just going to pray right now. Dear Lord, we just come to you united in prayer. We're going to pray for Phyllis in Colorado. God, we just want to pray right now for her son Dominique and for her daughter Amora. And it's her birthday today. So happy birthday, Amora. We're also, who's going to turn 3 today. And we're also praying, God, that for their mom to come back home safely. They're 2 hours away. Please give them safe driving privileges. We ask this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we got Ellen in Illinois that writes me. And she says, hello, CA. I love your radio show. My niece and friends are driving back from Chicago to Boston and back, leaving tonight, returning on Monday, praying for a safe car trip. Thank you so much for your prayers. Thank you for your radio show. And thank you for the text of prayers. Absolutely. Let's just pray right now in Jesus' name for Ellen. God, we just pray for her niece and their friends that are driving from Chicago to Boston and back. And they're actually leaving tonight. They're returning on Monday, praying for a safe road trip. That your hands of protection be on the vehicle. And God, we just lift it up and give it to you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Got one more. Christopher in New York. Tonight I have accepted a leadership role in my church ministry. I'd like to ask for prayers and guidance and wisdom and direction with it. Absolutely. When you give Jesus the wheel, He will take it and he will roll with it, okay? In fact, I got a song in celebration for that that we're going to play here, and it's a Carrie Underwood song, and it's called Jesus Take the Wheel. So we're gonna do that for you in honor of your celebration, but let's just pray right now. Dear Lord, we want to pray for Christopher in New York. He accepted a leadership role in church ministry. We ask for your guidance, God, your wisdom and direction in it. We lift it up to you and give it to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Here we go. This is dedicated for you, my friend, and what God's got plans for you. And it's a Carrie Underwood song, Jesus Take the Wheel. Tell you, Carrie Underwood, she still has that beautiful voice, and you know what? She does love the Lord, and you know, her music and her ministry, you know, it's just wonderful how we all got our little ministry. You know, we're all ministers in Christ, and we just, you know, we're just the hands and feet for Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, you know what? I'm gonna play a couple of songs here. I'm going to go to the CA vault, okay. And you know what? This has been a while since we've played this particular song. But this is on the live version back many years ago. Michael English and Christ Alone. Just listen to the words and just focus on what God has for you.
guns. But those trophies could not equal to the grace by which I stand in Christ, Lord. I place my trust, find my glory in the power of the cross. In every victory, let it be said of me, source of strength, my source of hope is Christ alone. Christ alone will I go, for only by His grace I am redeemed, and only His tender mercy could reach beyond my weakness to my needs. Here's my favorite part. And now I seek no way wrong than just
we'll be right back. It's my father's house.
There we go. An oldie but goodie. Two of them from the CA Vault on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Special edition on our Friday show, which is the Friday Uplift with CA. Okay, we got three more songs we're going to play. Let me give you some words of encouragement. You know, maybe right now you feel like you're at some low points in your life. Maybe right now you feel like that the tables have been turned for you and you need some things to turn around. But through the years, maybe you've been going through some crazy stuff in your life and maybe you don't know, but God has some better days ahead of you. Just put it all in through it. Listen to this Toby Mac very great song called Faithfully. It explained your journey.
It's been a long year, it almost took me down, I swear. Life was so good, I'm not so sure we knew what we had. I'll never be the same man, I'll never feel like I felt before. It's been a hard year, it almost took me down. But when my heart broke into pieces, you were there faithfully. When I cried out to you, Jesus, you made a way for me. I may never be the same man, but I'm a man who still believes. When I cried out to you, Jesus, you were there faithfully.
Thank you. That's right. Don't Stop Praying. That is the new Matthew West song. Please don't stop praying, guys. Keep praying. Giving it to Jesus. Okay? Here's our last song on closeout. One of my favorites. Michael W. Smith. We got a way maker. Remember, when you're down and out, he's there. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Remember that. At all times. Say it together, guys.
Oh, that is who you are.
Before we close out, let's just kind of hum that song. You're a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Even when we don't know that that you're working on our behalf, even though we don't know that you're working on our behalf. I'm just adding those words in, right? You're a way maker, God. Thank you. Thank you for all you do. Wow. Y'all didn't know I used to sing in a choir, by the way. But you know what? God is so good. And I thank him for everything that he's done in my life. And he's what he's going to do in your life. Well, I hope you have a great Friday, guys. Let's lead off in a good closing prayer for everybody's safety. And everybody have a good time this weekend. Dear God, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over, God, and protect us. You know, Lord, without you, we have nothing. But with you, we've got everything. Thank you for being in our hearts. Thank you for being in our lives. Thank you for the the trials and the tribulations that we go through, that we know we can count on you because you've got it all. We just give all of our problems to you. The people that are sick, the people that are discouraged, the people that need to know you, may they be touched with the seeds that are being planted in their life. For we lift it up and give it to you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to the special edition this morning of the Friday Uplift with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Well, I'm going to get ready to saddle up. I got to leave Faith Studio 1 here in central downtown Fort Worth. I hope you all have a great day. Be safe till we talk again. Bye for now.